start pulling the threads at the reality of G.I. Joe, it's not a good place to start. Like where Cobra gets its funding and how the money works.
The logistics of this cartoon organization. Yeah, it's pretty thin.
You don't want to start there because eventually someone's going to be like, what the fuck?
You have an episode like this where someone tries to explain how some of that works.
Yeah, it's like they got like these bankers. I guess these characters have been in other episodes.
They're the Winklevoss twins. I mean,
if you invented Cobra, you would have invented Cobra.
Welcome to Animation Damnation. We're talking about our second trip down G.I. Joe Lane. I'm Andrew Jupin alongside Eric Siska and Steven Sadak. This is the second of our listener-requested Animation Damnation. And Steve, you can go from here on this one.
This comes from Aaron, who says, "Hi, guys. Love the show. You guys seriously make my Tuesdays."
You're welcome.
I think you guys should give G.I. Joe Season 1, Episode 51,
Yikes.
Quote, Cold Slither, a watch. Cobra is having some money, some issues regarding its internal cash flow. Maybe it's launching one too many nightclubs into space, ?
Yeah, that was a waste of money.
Cobra decides the best way to solve its money problems is to start a heavy metal band named Cold Slither and use it to simultaneously raise money and brainwash people. I think you'll have a fun time with this episode. You could use any of the links below to watch. Because Aaron did the right thing. He gave us links, and they came in handy.
We appreciate it. We appreciate that.
Sincerely, Aaron.
So this is Cold Slither, original air date of December 2nd, 1985. It smells like 1985.
Oh, it sure does. There's cocaine all over this episode. You can't even tell. Now, Eric, you weren't on the last G.I. Joe episodes. Were you a G.I. Joe kid or not so much?
No, not really. I think I had one or two action figures when I was really young. But
you melted them with a magnifying glass?
Yeah, how'd you know that?
I had a feeling.
Was your brother, maybe because he was a little older?
I think it was also kind of just the tail end. We never really watched it a ton.
Yeah, I mean, I think just to join you back, anyone who's like, oh my God, G.I. Joe, these guys are going to know all the characters. We know nothing about this show.
Not a darn thing.
I do love the laser battles that they're always involved in. It's just tons of lasers.
They possess some Star Warsian lasers on this cartoon.
The problem with this show is there's so many flip-flopping characters, yep. And there's no body count. Like this should be like Game of Thrones, where you're like, oh my God, Starbrand's dead.
You know what? I can't believe it. Season 2, second to last episode, Cobra Commander's head gets cut off.
Yes, exactly.
How ironic was it when Shipwreck drowned?
Exactly.
Because I took a tally in this episode of some of them. Because, again, I know none of them. But so we had Duke. He's like the main G.I. Joe. Mm-hmm. Shipwreck, who the voice actor is doing a shitty Jack Nicholson impression.
Yes.
Scarlet, who's one of the lady G.I. Joes. Footloose. Cover Girl, who's another lady G.I. Joe. Ripcord, Ace, and a fan favorite, Roadblock, makes an appearance in this episode. A
lot of fan favorites, because they weren't in the last episode. We get Cobra Commander for once.
Oh, actually, that's true.
Love him.
Yeah,
I was never really into the show, but he's got a charisma, you know, when he speaks.
Oh, it's like a cult leader. Yeah, oh, he's fantastic.
I love it.
So the plot of this episode is the beginning. The Joes foil some sort of bizarre crime that Cobra has. They have like their storage of like drugs and paintings, and like they're like the Nazis at this point.
It's a real Nazi cave situation.
Yeah, I was kind of thinking of ISIS while watching this because it's like antiquities or whatever they can't sell, they break. They're bad dudes.
The Joes like destroy everything or stop it.
It's an all-out assault on this Cobra compound.
I think whatever the white ninja Snowblind or what's that guy's name?
Oh, I couldn't tell you. I couldn't even begin to tell you.
The best thing is, like, you know, all the Cobras are running away and the white ninja is like, "Oh, you errand boy." And this other guy's like, "Talk to you later." And I'm like, is that guy's name Errand Boy? Like, is that his corporate name?
Knowing the Joe-verse, yeah. I'm guessing it is.
What's amazing, though, is that dude, like, gets off on, like, a motorcycle or whatever, and this ninja just starts running after him in the desert, and you never see him again in the episode.
He's still running.
He's still trying to track down that guy.
Errand Boy's got, like, a bunch of coffee, like, cases on the back. He's got, like, some of Cobra Commander's pressed shirts.
Errand Boy, I specifically requested no tomatoes on this sandwich. You fucked it up again, Errand Boy. Errand Boy, did you buy my mother a nice birthday present? You know she's diabetic, you shitheel.
See you later.
Vroom, vroom.
That would be great if that was Errand Boy's catchphrase, was see you later.
He just goes off on a dune buggy.
So there's something about, it's the Cobra's, like, end of the fiscal year, which they goddamn say fiscal it's year amazing. In this episode, and they're bankrupt as shit. And we actually made light of the whole Cobra spending money thing on the last time we covered this, which was Joe's night out, with them wasting money building a fucking Space Needle yep. nightclub.
Well, it's nice that the show realized they had to address this sometime.
You know, guys, we really got to ground this series a little bit here.
Yeah, I mean, Cobra needs to be a little more fiscal responsibility here. Oh, you know what?
Cobra Commander needs to take, like, an economics class or an accounting course or something.
Oh, shit, we took a bath on that space nightclub. I was studying voodoo, not voodoo economics.
So they're like,
do you know how expensive snakes are?
It's
not like buying a gerbil. You know all about that, don't you, shipwreck?
Yeah, I've got an invoice here for 78,000 snakes. Do we really need 78,000?
At the very least. You would think laser guns would be less expensive than bullets, but you have to charge them.
Yeah, no, I got all that here. The energy bill's through the roof. By the way, I'm new here at Cobra. My name's Invoice.
Oh, you're my least favorite invoice. Errand Boy, dispatch him.
See you later.
Oh! He's always doing that.
Yeah, I'm going to need your John Hancock right here.
What, did you say John Hancock?
No, John Hancock, you go away. You can sign other things.
So, cut to, no joke, the entire Cobra Army in line at the unemployment office?
Good luck, Cobra Army. You're a terrorist organization. You have no benefits.
Past experience?
Cobra Command.
Uh-huh. Go wait over in the pen with the rest of them.
Well, you know, it's not fair because, the Contras got unemployment benefits. Thanks a lot, Reagan.
You're totally right. We helped those guys out. Why can't we help out Cobra? We fucking sold guns to the Taliban.
Well, actually, I can sell you Cobra, which is unemployment insurance, but you can't. You don't qualify as Cobra.
Oh, the sweet and sour irony of it all. Me and my damn pre-existing condition.
So he's got the Winklevi there. It's
Winklevi? Is that the plural of Winklevoss twins?
Yep. It's two dudes who are twins, and one guy's got a scar, and they finish each other's sentences, which is very creepy.
Real creep fest. Mm,
and they're like, well, you owe us $200
million,
Cobra Commander. And that's probably just from this quarter, I would imagine.
Yeah.
That's like Elvis debt. Like, that's a real deal hole you dug yourself in, Cobra Commander.
I just want to see Cobra Commander eating himself to death, shooting TVs.
I sure hope I don't die on the toilet. Why did I buy so many antique cars? Who needs a gold-plated toilet? Get me another peanut butter and nana sandwich.
See you later.
Oh, Errand Boy, you'll be the death of me.
Yeah, who needs a golden plated toilet when you could just take a shit on Destro's head?
Dude, that guy's a pervert.
Oh,
Destro?
Really?
Yeah, like he's clearly a sub because it's him and the Baroness, and they feature prominently in this episode. He's wearing what would be in the G.I. Joe universe, a gimp mask. It's a metal mask.
You're totally
it's
right.
totally restraining. He's got his chest all open, and he reports to this fucking high heel lady who's really telling him what's what.
Right, yeah, she's a real gerbil stomping strong woman.
It was kind of working for me. Now, is he hiding a snake person under that mask? Because I believe Cobra Commander and something was revealed to be a snake person.
In the movie, he had a snake face.
I don't like the unmasking of people.
Am I remembering that
wrong? No, you are remembering it right, because I definitely remember seeing him being revealed as a snake person.
The movie, you mean the live-action
film? The live-action movie.
Oh, I'm talking about an animated.
Oh, no, because Steve and I tried to get through that first one, and we had like four cases of tall glasses of water, and that wasn't helping anybody.
Yeah.
Well, we turned it off. But I could have sworn there was a reveal and he had a snake face, but maybe I was just hallucinating.
Either or. There's that other guy who's the other one who's got a snake mask that he wears.
Oh, that dude from the last episode?
Kind of like Douglas from Charles in Charge.
Speaking of masks, now, is this where the Cobra Commander switches to the sack over his head? Because he does that in his terrorist message towards the end of this episode.
Oh, yeah. I don't understand. Like, you got this cool metal mask.
The whole like metal
it's
visor.
It's gotta get hot
awesome.
As hell. I think is the thing.
Here's the thing: is I kind of dig the rag on the head too. Both look good.
Well,
both
like when he's got
good.
This rag covering his face up, like he kind of looks like the Shredder.
He looks like the Shredder if he was part of the Klan.
I'm the Grand Dragon of the Cobra Army.
That's kind of like a snake.
Dragon, snake, same thing. We're making cartoons for kids.
And so basically, Cobra like puts up like an out of business sign, and the Joes are like, "All right, Joes," and they're all high fiving each other. It's like. Arrest! Let's make some arrests!
Dude, I love that really, when you break it down, all Cobra had to do was flip the sign from open to closed, and the Joes just backed off.
Mm-hmm.
Because these motherfuckers go on vacation.
They do.
It's like, well, there's nothing left to do but just sit around and golf and play volleyball.
Oh, the 80s.
So Cobra Commander, like, borrows $1 million from the mafia?
Dude, this hilarious, like, English mafia, like, I don't know where they're finding these guys, but all the goons have English accents.
Yes.
And it's some, like, weird speakeasy jazz club situation.
He betrays them, too.
Of course he is. Why would you ever give a guy with a metal mask any money whatsoever?
But this mobster's like, I want to see your face.
Yeah.
That's the deal. He agrees to the terms of $1 million plus 400% every week is what Cobra
Dude,
Commander
that's a,
says.
Dude, that's a bad vig right there.
Oh, absolutely.
He grabs Cobra Commander's face, and his face electrocutes him.
Oh, yeah, that's a pretty great security system. Electric face guard.
I wish I had that.
A lot of people grabbing at your face?
Maybe more than you'd think.
Destro's like, Mistress, can I get that upgrade for my mask?
No, like, slave!
And just she squats over him and...
Stallone glass tables, that Destro?
Certainly. This is an explicit show, in case you guys were wondering.
Oh, yeah.
You should have checked a little E next to the episode there.
If you're a child from the 80s somehow searching the internet for this, I'm sorry.
I don't know. So they ripped this guy off for $1 million beans.
Yep.
And he's like, all right, let's go to Zartan's. Zartan is his name?
The two dudes are Zima and Tomax, I believe is what I call it.
Somebody's Zartan. I think the dude with the Alice Cooper makeup, Zartan.
Oh, it's a Zartan?
Yeah.
I had Zima and Tomax.
I think
maybe I just wanted a Zima, an ice cold Zima.
Whoa, not even from the 80s, is it? I mean, maybe late 80s.
No, that's a 90s thing.
90s thing, yeah.
Yeah.
So he's like, all right, you're going to start a heavy metal band. That's what's all the rage.
So the plan is they're going to hire these English soccer hooligans to lip sync a song that Destro wrote the lyrics to.
And then Destro's also designed a machine to input subliminal messages that will make everyone who listens to the song want to join the new Cobra Command. And apparently work for free, because that's how we're getting out of this money hole.
And they're also going to sell tons of records, so that'll make some money.
Selling records, and more importantly, getting this sick music video made.
So their band is called Cold Slither, which is actually a great metal name.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I love it.
Mm-hmm. What would be a Cold Slither, though? I don't know what that's like.
Why don't you ask Billy Baldwin? Oh, that's Sliver.
Sliver, yeah.
What, you don't know what a Cold Slither is?
No, I mean, what are we talking here?
Well, we're talking about you get a snake, you put it in that, you put it in the ice box. Don't kill it. Just enough. And then you take it out and you put it on your body.
Oh, that's why they...
You've never done that?
No, I guess I haven't.
I thought everyone did that growing up.
Just sexy snake handlers.
That's why they have so many snakes at Cobras. That's what Cobra Commander's into. Baroness and Destro could do what they want.
Exactly.
And we're always cranking the AC.
Little movie trivia in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, when there's that circus train, in the snake pit under it is Cobra Commander masturbating.
Sounds about right.
What a delicious scene this is. You lost today, kid. That doesn't mean you have to like it. Oh, boy. This will certainly be my ticket to stardom. George, are we rolling? George, good.
So they make this music video, and, like, Cobra Commander fires the director.
There's always shitty director jokes. Like, what kid ever wanted a director joke? You know, he's got the big bullhorn and blah-bitty-blah.
The same kid that was watching that episode of DuckTales we talked about a couple months back. Like, who could give a shit?
Well, this episode, and it reveals itself later on, is clearly written by a 100-year-old man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, somebody with no idea what 1980s heavy metal culture is whatsoever.
There's also a part, my favorite part of this episode is when they're, like, taking a long time and, like, this director keeps calling cut and the production is way behind schedule. And this dude comes up to Cobra Commander and he's like, well, hey, Cobra Commander, we gotta stop now because union rules regulate. And he's like, oh, I don't give a shit about your union rules, and, like, threatens this union guy. Dude, that guy's getting killed by Teamsters. They are coming for Cobra Commander.
Oh, yeah.
Burying him at Giant Stadium.
So, wait, Cobra Commander, mask off, Scott Walker. Anti-union.
Dude solved it.
Oh, and by
Cobra Commander 2016.
By the way, guys, this is not Aaron Boy, but Eric Boy saying, see you later.
Hey, adios, Eric.
Talk to you later, Eric. Have a good one.
My question about the firing of that director, though, is why didn't Cobra Commander just choose to direct in the first place?
No, well, exactly. Why would you need a director? Unless, like, really, you need an editor, which, you know, Cobra Commander doesn't know how to do that. But, like, you know, just telling people what to do, that's what that's his business.
He is a professional director of terrorists, admittedly. But if you can direct an army of terrorists, sure, you can direct a 3-minute music video.
And you're trying to keep costs down, right? You know what I mean? Like, come on, Cobra.
Guaranteed this production is hemorrhaging money left to right.
Absolutely. So we cut to a high school where, like, some old maid is, like, really upset because everyone's playing the terrible Cold Slither song.
And let me tell you something. The way they draw this woman, who's supposed to be like an old crotchety teacher, she's drawn like a goddamn linebacker.
She really is.
She's got shoulders that could cross the Grand Canyon. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
I think it's Shoreleaf pretending to be Mother.
I'm going as Norma Bates for Halloween.
Mother wouldn't like Cold Slither.
And she'd call it devil music.
And let's just hear it for a sec.
Everybody, action! We're Cold Slither, you'll be joining us soon. A band of vipers playing our tune. With an iron fist and a reptile hiss, we shall rule.
What is that idiot doing?
That's both awesome and terrible.
Yes, and everyone goes apeshit over this. And I don't know if they're going apeshit because of the music or they're going apeshit because of the subliminality of it.
Well, no, because as we learn, because the Joes start listening to this song while they're on break or whatever,
we
or
see
shore leave. as it were, Andrew. It turns them into zombies to the point where they're walking with their arms outstretched like a mummy. Fucking come on, animators.
They do that until they get into a car and fucking break out of the Joe compound, because apparently Cold Slither is doing a concert at the stadium tonight. In Joe Town.
It's not
Wembley Stadium. It's not Giant Stadium. It's the stadium.
But it's clearly like a fucking football stadium, though. Yeah. This is a massive, like, AC/DC, U2, like, you name it, they're playing this fucking place.
You know what? If I'm Cold Slither and I'm the Cobra Commander, and you know where the Joes are, you have to know. They're either West Coast or East Coast or whatever.
Right.
Go to the opposite coast. You know what I mean? Like... If they're on the East Coast, go to the West Coast, vice versa. Just so you know that no Joes are going to be there, and no one's going to be onto your shit.
Cross the town line at the very least.
Why are you operating in the same city? It doesn't make any sense.
What's kind of sad about this whole thing, when they take this car and like get out of there or whatever, there's just regular like military police dudes at this gate, and like they see the car coming, and they're like, "Where are you going, G.I. Joes?" And it's a weird thing where I was like, wait, so can the Joes, like, not leave this compound unless there's a mission? Like, because they're apparently, like, celebrating that Cobra's out of business and they're bored and have nothing to do. So they don't have families to go home to. Yeah. Like, what is going on?
The war is won, right?
Yeah.
And it's not like we're occupying anything either. We're just kind of hanging out at some base.
Yeah, I mean, Shortleaf wants to go home and see his gal. You know what I mean?
Sure.
But it's weird. Yeah. It's just like, no, you get back in that box, damn it.
It gets even weirder because, like, Scarlet's like, oh, you know, Shortleaf, Footloose, and some other guy just blew town. Oh, Shortleaf, Footloose, and Blue Town just left. You know, I don't know what we're going to do. And she's like, oh, well, they'll be back tomorrow. And Duke is like, no, those motherfuckers are idiots. The word court. He's like, we'll serve the, get some MPs and serve them with a court martial. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Like, one thing you realize right here is that Duke, he plays by the rules.
Oh, yes.
He will see those close friends of his fucking hang before he lets one of his underlings go AWOL.
Go to a fucking rock concert.
It's
for
outrageous.
An hour.
Which makes you think back to the fucking Joe's Night Out episode.
Yeah.
How much paperwork had to be filed for those three guys to go to a dance club?
Yeah, exactly. That was a sanctioned dance. They were allowed to go. they did file it out in triplicate. But you think they're going to get a code red, dude?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, it's shoot to kill.
You need me on that wall.
But it's only because of Duke's insanity that this whole thing gets solved, though.
Yes.
Because he's like, oh, they're going to a concert. Like, MPs go to that stadium and find them.
Arrest those men.
Yes.
His best friends that he's bled with.
Oh, yeah. Died, cried with, anything. Nope, they're fucking just, they're soldiers just like the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
So these dudes find them in a massive football stadium in like 15 minutes.
In a terribly animated, man, these extras. It's just globs of crap.
It's
it's just like a bunch of globs of crap.
I would prefer that it was really just like amorphous colors.
Yep.
Like, go that route than like lazily trying to animate extras because you're not doing anything.
Nope. Nope.
It's shit. It's absolute shit.
And they're waiting for this band to come out and play one song, which is them explaining their name.
Yep. We're Cold Slither. We're going to slide up your leg or whatever the fuck.
We're Cold Slither. We're going to sing Cold Slither, and then we're out of here.
Yeah. And they're playing it on a loop,
yes,
by the way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All these people are like zombified, and it's like, we're ready to go work for Cobra. But there's no like Cobra Commander being like, okay, we have enough of them. Now let's stop playing the song and start attacking America, or like whatever it is. It's just like, More loop. Keep singing this hit tune.
And Baroness is like, you now worship the Baroness. And Destro's like, yes, mistress.
And they're seeing like what they can get them to do, I think.
Yeah, she's like, scrape the floor with your stomachs. And Destro's like, oh, fuck.
Oh, I'm doing it too.
I'm not even hypnotized.
So all these dudes are, like, getting tired of playing this song over and over again, and they're just all of a sudden like,
oh, blimey, this is ridiculous. And they just stop playing, and the song's still playing. It's a real Milli Vanilli moment.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's really heartbreaking for any hardcore original fans of Cold Slither.
If those guys hadn't been hypnotized for hours, they would be really disappointed. But they'd been clearly hypnotized for hours, so they didn't need to be singing that at all. And they go backstage, and they're like, oh, great, groupies. And they're like, there's some pretty sexily dressed G.I. Joe ladies.
Yeah, there's cartoon cleavage.
Mm-hmm. And there's like, and they, it's obvious, Scarlet and Cover Girl and some other lady.
And a third G.I. Joe girl who I don't think is mentioned by name in the episode.
Maureen.
Cover Girl and Maureen. And they just start beating the shit out of these dudes.
Yeah, they beat the fuck out of them. And they find out where, you know, Cobra Commander's command center is. And Cobra Commander, like, he has control over hundreds of thousands of people in this stadium.
Yes.
And can't win the day.
That's when you just have to be like, get them!
Yep, exactly.
Not once does he fire off an order of any kind. It's a completely wasted effort.
They break it, and he's like, let's escape! It's like, well, dude, that's why you bleed money, pal.
Exactly, because you don't fucking follow through on anything.
Mm-hmm.
You're a terrible, lazy leader.
You put all your resources into this basket. You have to make sure this goes off, no matter what.
Yep, no, exactly. Like, you, because of the kind of organization that you run, Cobra Commander, every time has to be a till death.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing this till I die.
Yes.
Not, oh no, at the first sight of trouble, we're booking it. That's lazy villain shit.
At the first sight of three unarmed Joes. I mean, they could karate kick like anybody else, and I'm sure they're great at it, but like,
sure.
You've got to have guns, right?
There's some sort of weird, like, rifle chainsaw thing.
Oh, that's super cool.
It's pretty, like, out of fucking Evil Dead territory, yes. This thing. Which one of them, I think Cover Girl, uses to, like, chop the command center in half. And it stops the music track from playing.
One thing I want to get hit is why this episode's written by a 100-year-old person. Is they're at a rock concert, a heavy metal rock concert in the mid-80s. And
yes.
They cut to all the people in the concert, and they're like, supposed to be zombified, but they're all like, whoa, cool, wavy gravy, man.
Dude, one is a G.I. Joe who talks like that.
They're like, cosmic. I'm like, that's not what people say at metal shows, dude.
No. And to be fair, by the way, just to clarify, it's more like hair metal.
Yes. Yeah.
It's not like metal.
No. But like, even, you know, be like, oh, yeah, awesome, righteous.
Yeah, or where like, are the fucking horns
yes.
with your fingers? Like, where's any of that?
Some like 90-year-old grandpa was like... His grandson was playing, you know, I don't even know, Whitesnake, and he's like, what? That sounds like Cobra music to me. Clickety-clack, clickety-clack.
Well, say, Brandon gave me inspiration for my latest G.I. Joe script. Cobra starts a heavy metal music outfit.
And since I'm going bankrupt, so will Cobra Commander.
Click, 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 clickety-clack, right in this fucking dumb script.
That's the word processor going.
Electronic word processor.
Absolutely.
Then cut to my favorite part of this episode, which is Duke and the rest of the boys run in after the ladies have it all wrapped up.
Absolutely.
So, and Duke's taking credit for everything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then like this...
He still wants blood, by the way.
Oh, yeah. He's not done with these dudes. Mm-hmm. He's going to have a fucking talking to, even though they were clearly hypnotized and zombified.
Exactly. One of the things they say is like, oh, they're going to have KP duty for the next 3 months. I don't know what KP is. I don't want to know.
Yeah. Kitchen something. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what it could be. But so then like this soccer stadium is like, boo, why'd that great song stop? And Duke's just like, well, you know, everybody, they did pay to see a concert. Cut to the stupidest thing I've ever seen. It's all the G.I. Joes picking up instruments and playing a cover of the G.I. Joe theme song. What?
Do they know what that song is? How could they know what that song is?
You know what it reminded me of? And it's something I love the show to death, the first 10 seasons. Whenever on The Simpsons a character hummed the theme song, Bart does it several times. Yep. Nelson Muntz did it in an episode I watched recently. Yep. It's like... Where are you getting that from? Is that a hit in Springfield? Are they playing that on KBBL?
Because we don't often break the fourth wall on that. And certainly not in a show about robots or whatever. Army guys fighting terrorist
No.
Snake people.
No, they don't need a theme song.
No.
The show needs a theme song.
Yes, exactly.
The military outfit itself does not. But they're singing this thing, and it's like the three ladies are singing backup, and fucking Duke's just playing bass. And you're like, what am I watching? That's it. The average Joe band plays.
Yes, that's right. The average
they're like,
Joe band.
It's like somehow a curtain comes down and they're like, all right, everybody, this ain't at all what you asked for, but here they are, the average Joe band.
And to be honest, that's a different genre of music.
Yep.
It's a bit more, I don't even know, like granddad music.
Now, this is a respectable theme song. That's how it'll end. The average Joe's playing average American tune.
With nice, good American haircuts. Not looking like a bunch of girls up there.
And the ladies are going to stand in the back and sing backup like they should. What do you think about that, Brandon? Clickety-clack.
And that's the end of this episode. What a stupid thing. Were you embarrassed watching this?
More so than the last one.
More so than Joe's Night Out. Yeah, I think I must have been too.
But it's just a fun, silly, crazy nightmare.
Yeah.
Like all of the show is. It's a fever dream every time. Eric?
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point you're bringing up. In case anyone hasn't caught on to the fact that Eric had to leave. So it's Steve and I wrapping out this episode. But what I've always wondered about Animation Damnation, and it did happen, actually. It came true already this month. I've wondered if I'm going to watch these cartoons that like I have forgotten about entirely, like DuckTales, or like some I didn't know, really, like G.I. Joe.
Yep.
Am I going to watch something that like turns me on to it? And I have to say, after that Car Hater episode, I've been watching a lot of Speed Racer on Hulu, and it's awesome.
It's a fun show. If you have 1 to 2 tall glasses of water, you are in a good spot for Speed Racer.
Oh, absolutely, and I'm living proof of that. But like this, I'm just like, this is dumber than the last thing, and the last thing was about a nightclub that launched into space.
It's dumb as dirt. It's amazing. And I mean, like, I kind of almost always wish that they could figure out a way to make this concept work, because I think there's like at least cool tropes in here, you know what I mean? Like the character names are fun, the character designs are fun.
Yeah.
You need to find like, you do need a Game of Thrones style thing where like everybody's getting fucking murdered day
that's
in and
thing.
Day out.
You need a TVMA G.I. Joe.
Yes.
That's what I think needs to happen. Mm-hmm. And honestly, that's what they try to do with those live action movies, but those fucking dumb things are so self-serious.
Yeah.
That it's who could possibly be interested in this?
Doesn't everyone die in the beginning of the second one?
That second one, it's like Channing Tatum, a couple other people just get fucking roasted in that movie.
That's fun.
And it becomes a Dwayne Johnson movie. I actually think that second one's better than the first one.
It would have to be. I couldn't finish the first
one. It would almost have to be. But as far as Cold Slither, yeah, I was embarrassed watching this episode.
I don't know if we're done with G.I. Joe. I'll be honest. I've been looking. I'm really happy. Thank you, Aaron, for writing in, because it's always awkward to go back to stuff on this show, but that is in play. It's not. We would never do the same movie twice in weird movies, but
we can go back to this.
With Animation Damnation, there's so many. This is the 51st episode in the first season. So,
which that's how you made cartoons, by
exactly.
the way, back in the day.
Mm-hmm, you gave some Koreans a case of Coca-Cola, and you said, get to work.
Maybe that's why they look so shitty, though.
Like, yeah, oh, yeah, please.
The first 10 are fine, but then the rest were produced at gunpoint.
Mm-hmm.
That's Animation Damnation, wrapping up the Listener Request Month of AD. So next month, we'll probably get something spooky on the air, I think.
Oh, it's got to be spooky.
A little spooktacular AD. So until then, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Eric Siska. Take it easy.